All right. So Scott Guthrie in the keynote at Build showed a really cool demo. So we thought we'd get together with the guys behind it and talk a little bit about Page Inspector. Please introduce yourselves.
I'm Vishal Joshi, and I work on Scott's team. I run the Visual Studio for web developers, ASP.NET and WebMatrix teams.
I'm Jorge Aguardi. I'm the program manager for Page Inspector.
Excellent. So let's jump right into this. You know, what is it? Why does it matter? How does it work? Let's go.
So Page Inspector is an interesting concept. We've been thinking about trying to decompose the web, like reverse engineer the web.
Mm-hmm.
And in the process, we basically thought, hey, your web is composed of several different things, HTML, CSS, JavaScript, that browser understands. But behind the scenes, there's masters, there's CSS, HTML, razor syntax, and stuff like that. How do you reverse engineer it back?
Mm.
And that was kind of the key prototype that we started working on. And that's what has resulted into Page Inspector.
Excellent. And so in some sense, if you, like you were saying, an ASP.NET application, you're going to be running a lot of code on the server written in C# or VB.NET, et cetera, using the razor syntax, as you said. How do you actually figure out, as you were saying, reverse engineer into specific points of what eventually comes down and gets rendered in the browser?
Exactly. We love the new technologies. What we're trying to do is how can we help developers understand how does all the magic in ASP.NET gets translated to your HTML and how does it look like in the browser?
Sure. And then be able to debug and stuff in Visual Studio. So let's go through this. You get to do three PowerPoints, man.
Yes, three slides.
PM, three slides.
Three slides.
All right.
PMs cannot live without slides.
That's the key. So we agreed on three.
Yes.
All right.
Well, in all honesty,
including the title.
No. One more.
All right, four.
Okay. So the reason why we put down the slides, and honestly, we try to avoid slides at all costs because we know developers hate them. But the idea was that we wanted to drive home what this thing does.
Okay.
Right. And so the three things that we wanted to call out is that we know browser tools are awesome. People use them all the time. But at the same time, we know that they are disconnected from your IDE, which means that you think about the issues that you see in the browser tools and you note down what are the things that are wrong. And you go back to your IDE and try to find that exact place where you need to fix that bug. Right.
Mm.
That's one issue. The other thing is that, your browser understands only HTML, CSS, and JavaScript. Versus Visual Studio and your code is broken down into much more different things, as we talked about, right?
Sure.
That's another big thing, and trying to translate that is not really easy, especially if it's not your own site.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Means if you got the site from somewhere else, it's even more difficult.
Totally.
And then, we know that data makes your site look different,
mm-hmm.
which means that if you have no content, then it looks different. If it has some content, it looks different. So we wanted some solution for that as well, And then people have been talking since MVC days. There are so many people who have been saying, hey, VisiWig is gone. DesignView is not supported in MVC.
Mm.
Why don't you do anything about it? And so you basically thought that, hey, this is probably a good solution, collecting all of those things together.
Okay.
So I think those are the four key pain points that we tried to address.
That's
using
awesome.
Page Inspector.
That's awesome. So let's kind of look at a demo, but also kind of talk about how it actually works.
Okay.
Right? So
yeah.
I like the notion that you don't have to leave Visual Studio anymore, as you said.
Yes.
So can we see what that looks like?
Sure. See, that was pretty short slide deck.
Nice. Good job, man. I'm proud of you guys.
And Angry Birds for you as well.
All right.
Yeah. We're going to move to...
Code World.
That Code World. Okay.
Okay.
So what I'm going to do is that... this is a site which Jorge created, actually, during his spare time. So... Just for the records, PMs actually love code and rewrite them.
I'm sure.
So I'm going to run this site just like usual, and it's a toy site that we created for managing our own scrums. We basically used to call our project Eureka earlier. That's why it was.
I must say, it's another example of a really cool code name that's not going to live on.
Exactly.
I like the name Eureka
because
it's like Eureka moment, right? Like. That's where that button was generated. That's why it has that color and the weird text on it.
Totally.
Oh.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Honestly, that is exactly why we spend a lot more time on our code name because, in the project teams, we spend most of our time building the product.
Mm.
And we live with the code name for that duration of time. And it's probably like a year and a half. And then we ship it, and then it gets the formal name. And then it would basically become something like Microsoft, blah, Visualizer, version 2, trademark, blah, blah.
Yeah, agreed.
So we lived happily with Eureka for some time. That,
right
that
on.
Was the whole point.
Cool.
But anyway, so this is regular i9, and we are running the page. And what typically, this is a simple example where you can see the home button is actually not in the right place. Mm-hmm. The angle brackets are not in the right place. The logon should probably be on the right side. Now, for me to be able to find out where exactly this all is coming from, what I would typically do is that I would go down to
Developer tools.
Yeah. So I'd go to developer tools, I would start the inspect mode, and I would click on this guy. Right? Mm-hmm. And then it says that it comes from ULLI and a login link, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it really, and right now, if I look at this home, for instance, that's another example. Let's look at this home thing. So if I look at this home, you would notice that it does not have an LI encompassing it, right? Means, see, the rest of them have got an LI, but this is just right off. But now I need to find out where this is going to be located, right? And similarly, I would have to do the same thing, for instance, if I have to look for any of these things, like why is the padding off or something like that, right?
Sure.
So I would click on this and try to find these things out. Now, if I were to ask you, go to the site and try to find out where these issues can be fixed, well, you're going to start off by first going to, like, you know, probably views, and then you would probably go to somewhere like, you know, home view, and then index HTML. But here you will see, oh, there is nothing. So how do I start from here? Like, how do I go from this point to the point where my bugs are?
Sure.
Right? And I can go on, and I can probably explain you how you would probably go about doing it. Like, people go and look at the routes in global.asax, and then they see, oh, it's not really a home controller, it's feature and index controller. So I might then go to the feature and then, like,
sure.
You know, look
it's
at
it. Totally and utterly inefficient.
Right.
It's bad.
It's terrible. Okay.
And we experienced this, and that's the reason why the concept of Eureka ever came up, right? Mm. So what you're about to see is actually a Eureka moment, and we smile to ourselves every time we see this working. It's really awesome. So check this out now. Now, since we do not have major high-res thing, but typically this would be multi-monitor, right?
Okay.
Like, you would pull this out, but now check this out. So I'm going to click on this page inspector and go down, and there.
Nice.
That's exactly where it is. So I'm going to go down over here and check this out. I'm just going to delete that angle bracket, and notice that it says, oh, the files have changed. Mm-hmm. You need to do something. I click on that. Changes, and there are my angle brackets around the logon.
Great.
Right?
Very cool.
And that was that quick, right? I can go to the home button, and I could basically see, oh, there is an LI missing over here. Mm-hmm. Go down and put an LI, right? And I have an autocomplete on my...
That's fine.
Okay, there you go.
Cool.
And there's some bug in... This is, again, the latest version of Visual Studio, so there are bugs.
Yeah,
in
I mean,
it.
This is a CTP, but yeah. I mean, the point is, the key thing that, for me is that you're in Visual Studio, you have your site, and you can see the auto-generated stuff that's being computed on the server, change it, and it works automatically here, finding it from the client view.
Exactly.
It's really cool stuff.
One of the cool features that I want to mention is the update bar that you just saw.
Yeah.
We introduced Hotkey 2 to refresh the browser and save all the files. Mm-hmm. So it'll be super easy now. Instead of having to change something, try to figure out, oh, which files I need to save, oh, save everything, then Alt-Tab, go to the browser, hit F5, all that is gone. You just have a Hotkey. And then you'll see all your changes in the browser immediately. So we're trying to cut off all these processes that are super long into something that's super efficient for developers.
Excellent.
And, you know, I play with this all the time because you can just see the kind of page movements that go on. So if I just click on this mode and keep moving on, look at the exact place that it actually generates. And it is just opening several files while I'm browsing through this, right? So this is opening changing the files whichever way I want to. Mm-hmm. It also works the reverse way. So if I actually go down over here, and let's say I start selecting, look at that magic now. So I'm going to be selecting lines. Notice TH is being selected over here.
Mm-hmm.
and THAN is selected over here. So,
nice.
So it actually does a character for character mapping on the other side. Now you would imagine why is it important, right? It means this is awesome because now you know you can select a piece of code mm-hmm. on your other side. Like I could actually do it this way. Mm-hmm. I could go and select this piece of code over here, mm-hmm. and it would actually like result back into what is what that code is actually generating, right? So if I basically like select that piece, it shows me. So you can actually find the reverse way as well.
That's great.
There are some other tools out there that do something similar like this, but the magic with Eureka is that we're going through the server. We're not taking your source and try to interpret it and do something with it. We're actually going through the server. So character by character mapping through going through
IIS. So let's talk a little bit about, you know, I mean, this is Channel 9, right? So that sounds great and everything, but I want to talk a little bit of the plumbing.
Okay.
So how does that work? I mean, describe.
So
explain.
The one thing that we need to turn Eureka on is, we'll obviously have it installed, we use Page Inspector. The one thing that we do need is an app setting. Mm. So the first time that you launch the Page Inspector, it's gonna ask you to set up an app setting, and you're going to say yes. Mm-hmm. And basically what will happen is that when the .NET compiler takes your source and the app setting is turned on, we inject a bunch of metadata in your compile page. Mm. So basically, we take the response that would have been your regular response, and we tokenize it and split it in different pieces.
Okay.
And so what we say is from here to here in your response maps to this range in this file. From here to here, it goes to this range in this file. Mm. So that way, if you have a view, and then you have partial views in there, if you have a master page, if you have user controls, whatever you have in there, we know exactly which file generated it. We know it's exactly which range in that file because we broke down the response into pieces. Mm. So when the response comes back to the browser, we actually implemented a MIME filter that extracts everything, and then we create all these awesome mapping structures. So we also built a lot of interaction with the browser so that we're able to know, okay, when I'm inspecting this element, so that translates like that to my DOM tree, that translate that to my fetch file, and then that's how it looks like in my source.
Nice.
So we built all this relationship from my dynamic, because also we have to know that one of the magic with Eureka too is that JavaScript can change your DOM, but we still map back to source, right? Mm. So if you have a table and then you sort it or you move things around, mm-hmm. since we know where everything came from, we go from your live DOM to the response from the browser to your source.
Cool.
So we do all this awesome mapping by injecting some metadata in the response.
Awesome.
And we actually made changes to ASP.NET 4.5 and Razor V2 to accommodate for this. So essentially when the code is getting compiled, at that time the page inspector interfaces are called. Mm-hmm. And every time there is response.write, we basically before and after say, put a token for Eureka back and forth. So that's the magic, and you know what Jorge was calling out, mm-hmm. I can actually like move around these things, right? Mm-hmm. And now my DOM is changing, right? So still, if I go down and inspect, it's going to find out exactly where it came from, right?
Nice.
Because we still keep the mapping. And it is interesting because this is essentially browser tools, right? This is browser inside Visual Studio, mm-hmm. in a way. Because this is IE's latest web OC control. And what happens is that even when we put down any of these things, the mapping actually keeps on working because the DOM range and the sources and the view, all of those are constantly synchronized because of the mapping in single place.
That's awesome.
By the way, we love ASP.NET web forms a lot. Mm. Just for records, because people keep talking about, hey, is this all about MVC? It's not just about MVC. Mm-hmm. It's about web forms as well. And so this particular thing, which is the feature crew members, this is in a way our way to call out our team members as well.
Okay.
So these are all the guys behind the show.
So the question I'll ask is, you know, we're pushing, not pushing, but we're excited about HTML5, right? And Canvas is a weird element.
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, you know what I'm saying. So how does that work? Given that, like, with canvases, you paint over things to change it.
I see. Just
a quick question.
That's a good question. So the granularity for the page inspector, it's going to be the DOM element. So in our case, the canvas will be the most specific that we could get.
Cool.
So if you inspect over the canvas, we'll map to wherever the canvas is defined at in your source, but we won't go any deeper than that.
Understood.
So we probably, that's something to think about in the future, how we could probably go down, because a lot of the manipulation in Canvas is going to happen via JavaScript. So hopefully, hopefully in the future, we'll probably get to that as well.
Yeah.
But
No, that's awesome. I mean, this is good stuff.
One thing that I do want to call out is that this is our developer preview. We still have a lot of months before we actually RTM. So I want to invite, people who are watching this video to give us your comments, your thoughts, some features that you'd like to see, what kind of concerns, technical questions. Just feel free to, ask us. And we're pretty open. We just had a design review last week for the first time, and we got a lot of awesome feedback that we didn't think people would give us. So we're really open to see what people really want and give it to them. I mean,
great. Very cool, man. I'd like to, so Duncan and our dev team, they're going to be fixing bugs faster now, because a lot of times the bugs will be simple. Hey, why is this misaligned? What's going on here? And now they'll be able to just use something like this and quickly find exactly where they generated the source, fix it, ship it, done.
Yep.
So rock and roll. I like it, man.
Awesome.
So nice to meet you guys.
Same here.
Thanks for coming on Channel 9. Good job.